我们请看约翰福音十三章。
Please turn to John 13.
约翰福音十三章三十一节。
John chapter 13, verse 31.
三十一节，他既出去，耶稣就说：“如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。”三十二节。
32.
神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快的荣耀他。三十三节。
33.
小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过。如今也照样对你们说。三十四节。
34.
我是给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。三十五节。
35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。这是主耶稣在逾越节晚餐之后对门徒所说的话。
Jesus said these words to his disciples after the Last Supper.
他要门徒彼此相爱。
He commanded them to love one another.
这是主耶稣赐给他们的命令。
This is his commandment to them.
也因着彼此相爱，能够让世人认出是耶稣的门徒。
And he said, if you love one another, men will know that you are my disciples.
主耶稣为什么会突然提到要门徒彼此相爱呢？
Why did Jesus give them this new command?
我们如果看相同的记载，在路加福音的二十二章就能够明白。
And we can find the answer in Luke 22.
因为他们彼此争论谁要当老大。
Luke 22 tells us that the disciples were arguing over who is the greatest.
主耶稣才会叫他们要彼此相爱。
And so Jesus commanded them to love one another.
就在这个时候，主耶稣也预言彼得将会不认他。
And afterwards, Jesus prophesied that Peter would deny him.
我们来看路加福音二十二章。
Let's read Luke 22.
二十二章三十一节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 31.
三十一节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。”三十二节。
32.
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，要兼顾你的弟兄。三十三节。
33.
彼得说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。”三十四节。
34.
耶稣说：“彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。”这里主耶稣预言彼得会三次不认他。
Jesus prophesied that Peter would deny him three times，
并且勉励他说，当他再度回头被建立之后，要兼顾弟兄。
At the same time, he said to Peter, when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
所以如果连贯前面主耶稣勉励他们彼此相爱，以及门徒彼此增大的情况，我们能够知道一个结论。
And we can learn something when we read these passages in John and Luke about how the disciples argue over who's the greatest and how Jesus commanded them to love each other.
在神的家中，神不希望有纷争，神不希望有彼此得罪的事。
God does not want to see arguments and conflict in his house.
神更希望我们能够彼此相爱，坚强的照顾软弱的，伟大的照顾微小的。
And moreover, he wants us to care for one anotherthat the strong takes care of the weak and the greater takes care of the lesser.
并且借着彼得他的软弱失败再度被建立的这一段 经过啊，要来让我们明白。
And he lets us understand this through Peter's fall and his restoration.
今天我们之所以能够成为坚强的人
，Today we are strengthened.
不是我们比别人好
，Not because we're better than anyone.
有很可能啊，是因为我们曾经也软弱过。
It's probably because we were once weak before.
所以啊，下午在我们领圣餐之前，我们要用彼得的跌倒跟坚立来做一次的提醒。
Before the Holy Communion, I'd like to share with you the message of Peter's fall and restoration.
然后我们再想一想，今天到底我所认识的弟兄姐妹里面有谁没有来啊？
So that we can remind ourselves who among us isn't here today.
是不是该打个电话问问他好不好？
It's a time to call them to see how they're doing.
是不是该关怀关怀他们？
It's a time to show a concern.
首先我们来看主耶稣预告彼得他会失败。
Jesus prophesied that Peter would fail.
主耶稣说，西门西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。
He said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat.
这里啊，主耶稣不单是指出彼得一个人会跌倒。
Jesus specifically pointed out to Simon that he would fail.
而是告诉彼得啊，你也会跟其他的门徒一样被撒旦给绊倒。
And he said, you would also be tripped up by the devil as just like other disciples.
会背叛主，会离弃主啊。
Simon Peter will also betray and deny Christ.
对我们现今的信徒来说，主耶稣这个话让我们联想说，彼得在基教之前三次的不认主。
And we know that as it happened, Peter denied Christ three times before the rooster crowed.
所以我们确知说主耶稣的预言是没有落空的。
We know what Jesus said became true.
彼得他确实跌倒了。
Peter fell.
但是对于当时的彼得来说，主耶稣的这一段预言啊，他很不服气。
But at this moment,Peter did not believe Jesus.
对他可以说是一种侮辱。
They took it as an insult.
挑战彼得对耶稣的忠心。
Because Jesus doubted his faithfulness to him.
所以彼得马上就抗辩。
So Peter argued.
说主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。
Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death.
彼得的表白有没有吹牛说大话
？Was he boasting?
没有，他确实是爱主的人。
No, because he did feel that way. He loved the Lord that much.
并且他是身体力行贯彻他的立志。
And he was determined to do as he wished.
在克西马林里啊，马林园里头啊，当大祭司协同这些兵丁仆人要来抓耶稣的时候。
And when the soldiers and the priests came to arrest Jesus in Gethsemane,
是谁有胆量在众多敌人前拔出小刀来保护耶稣的？
Who was it that drew his sword to protect Jesus?
并且削去了大祭司一个仆人的耳朵。
And even cut off the ear of a high priest's servant.
我们来看约翰福音十八章第十节。
Please read John chapter 18 verse 10.
约翰福音十八章第十节。
John chapter 18 verse 10。
十节，西门彼得带着一把刀，就拔出来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉他的右耳。这里我们看出啊，这个时候勇敢拔出刀子保护耶稣的，就是西门彼得。
It was brave Simon Peter who drew his sword to cut off the ear of a man.
当主耶稣被捕之后，众使徒们惶恐四散。
And when Jesus was arrested, the disciples dispersed.
又是谁锲而不舍地尾随着耶稣
？But who remained to follow Jesus?
要声入虎穴地，混入大祭司的院子里头。
Who was it that slipped himself into the high priest's courtyard?
我们看回来路加福音。
Please turn back to Luke.
22章54节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 54.
54节，他们拿住耶稣，把他带到大祭司的宅里，彼得远远的跟着。从这里也让我们看出啊，是彼得啦。
It was Peter.
他是勇敢的。
He had courage.
他是对主忠心的。
He was faithful to the Lord.
这是我们必须要承认的事实。
We have to see that fact.
如果跟其他的使徒做一个比较的话
，compared to the other apostles，
他是最后一个舍弃耶稣的人。
He was at least the last one to forsake Christ.
但是彼得他做梦也没有想到
，but Peter never imagined，
竟然就是在大祭司的院子里，他碰到了。三个根本不重要也没有影响力的人
that he would encounter three insignificant characters in the courtyard
当他们不经意地问彼得跟耶稣是否有关系、啊、
they simply casually ask him did he know Jesus Christ
是不是一伙的
did he follow Jesus
彼得竟然否认
he strongly denied
彼得他不是在法庭里头给严刑拷打之下才否认耶稣的。
He was not brought before a court, nor was he tortured.
他也不是在面对死亡的威胁之下才被迫放弃信仰的。
Nor was his life in danger before he abandoned his faith.
他却是在毫不足道的人物面前啊，在莫名其妙的处境之下，啊，甚至啊，可能是在。一时的忙乱跟惶恐，没有经过详细考虑的情况之下
，and he simply was in a he was in a simple situation and some minor characters talked to him and he lost his nerve.
他否认了跟耶稣的关系。
He denied his relationship with Jesus.
很讽刺的，一位敢在千军万马当中保卫耶稣的人
，It was ironic that he dared to protect Jesus before the soldiers.
竟然。会在如此不光彩也不轰轰烈烈的处境下一败涂地
But he failed completely in this small moment
落到羞耻的下场
And he shamed himself
这就是彼得的失败
That's how he failed
在小事上失败
He failed in the little things
在我们啊为彼得的失败感到不解与不值得的时候
While we might find it hard to believe he would fail in such a way.
甚至我们觉得整个事件根本就是荒谬，是闹剧。
And it seems to be a sad comedy.
也必须要看到，这也是我们信仰的实际情况。
But we ought to realize that this is also a reflection of our own faith.
也是我们每个人人生的实际写照。
And it's a description of our own lives.
想一想我们各位弟兄姐妹在我们当时信主洗礼的时候我们曾经立志要怎么样来跟随主
Reflect to the moment when you first believed and when you first baptized How were you determined to follow Christ?
我们又怎么样的立志要一生一世永远不改变
Did you resolve to follow Jesus Christ for the rest of your life?
我们认定说在我们生命里头再也没有其他的爱恋了
Were youWhere have you decided that you would love no one else in the world?
再也没有可知信靠的啊对象跟追求的对象。
That you will pursue no one and rely on no one else but Jesus.
唯有主耶稣。
Only Jesus.
他是我们的道路，是我们的真理，是我们的生命。
He is our way, our truth, and our life.
我们当时的决志是如何的诚恳啊
？How sincere was your resolution?
又是如何的真挚？
How true was it?
所流的眼泪和所献上的祷告也从来没有诚实，你从来没有说谎过了。
And your tears and your prayers were real.
我们也曾经为了我们这个决志付出过相对应的一个实际行动。
And you really did live according to your promise.
我们也曾经在教会的聚会和侍奉当中啊。如饥如渴一般的读经祷告过
and in church service and when reading the Bible and pray you gave it your all
我们也曾经在言行举止上与圣经的要求相符合过
and once You spoke and you did according to the Bible.
这就是圣经所说的起初的爱心这个阶段。
This is what the Bible describes as the first love.
一个基督徒啊，若连刚刚所说的信仰的蜜月期都没有经历过的话，
However, if you have not even experienced this honeymoon in your faith,
那我们绝对有理由怀疑他信仰的真实性。
Then there, it's doubtful how true your faith is.
但是呢，曾几何时啊，我们中间也有不少的弟兄姐妹软弱了。
But at some point, there we have moments of weakness.
跌倒了。
And we fall.
甚至离弃信仰。
And even abandoning your faith.
当中固然原因有很多。
There are many reasons for that.
没办法一概而论。
We cannot give one reason of failure.
但是我们就绝大部分的情形来看。
But when we look at most of the cases.
造成弟兄姐妹们信心冷淡或者是跌倒的原因啊，很少是出于他们遭遇到重大的试炼，重大的试探。
Usually, rarely is it due to tribulations that people lose faith.
很少是这样子的。
It's very rarely.
啊，甚至是啊，经历过某种无法啊来胜过的打击或者侵害。
It's not the case when you face a trouble that that seems impossible to resolve.
也不是这个原因啊。
It's not because of those.
我们可以这么说，大多数的弟兄姐妹信心退后，都是找不到任何的关键的分水岭，关键的一个分界点哦。
And most of the time, we fail because we cannot find a distinction.
或者是具有代表性的凶手。
Oh, and we can't really pinpoint exactly why we fail.
我们找不到。
We don't know.
基督徒啊，很少是一开始便在大事上跌倒的。
A Christian doesn't usually fail in the big things.
比如说杀人放火、吸毒、犯奸淫等等重大的罪。
You normally don't see a Christian suddenly become a murderer or a drug dealer or a rapist.
因为圣经神的话语总在我们要做这些重大的事情抉择上发挥的拦阻的作用。
Because at least the words from the Bible has a power to stop us from committing sins.
以避免我们触犯了致命的死罪。
And prevents us from committing mortal sins.
圣经的话语啊，总在啊我们犯罪之前保护了我们啊。
At least the word of the, or the Bible has power to guard us from sin.
但是并不等于啊，我们不会在生活的旁枝末节的小事上啊，就不会放纵自己。
But we will still and make mistakes in the little things in life.
我们时常在日常生活、在工作、职场上，在这些事情方面呢、以及我们跟异性交往、跟家人相处。
In our different relationships, whether in our job, in our family, or with the opposite sex,
我们经常会放松我们的警觉性。
We forget to be alert.
放宽了信仰的准则啊。
And we give ourselves a looser standard of faith.
我们很容易在小事上放过自己。
It's easy to cut ourselves some slack in the little things.
原谅自己所犯的小过小错。
We forgive our little mistakes.
啊，甚至自我安慰地说，没有什么关系啊，又不是什么大不了的事。
You might say to yourself, it's not a big deal. It's okay.
我们又不是圣人。
I'm not a perfect saint.
小过难免嘛。
And it's normal to make mistakes.
结果，让我们的信仰，让我们的操守，让我们的热忱逐渐的陷落。
That's how we gradually lose our faith and our fervency.
我们越来越能够接纳自己的言行不一啊。
It becomes easier to accept our faults.
口里说的是一套，做的又是一套。
You might say one thing and do another.
到了最后，我们从心里怀疑我们所信仰的这一套到底是不是真的，
And you end up doubting the truth of your faith.
并且推己及人的，连别人的信仰，连教会的信仰，也一并给怀疑了。
And you doubt the faith of others and of the church.
在我们身旁，与我们关系密切的人，也因为知道我们的所作所为，也怀疑我们的信仰到底是不是真的了。
And in the end, even those around us doubt our faith.
这就是我们经常容易在小事上疏忽放松的经过。
That's what happens when we overlook the little things in our lives and our faith.
那要怎么样来防止？
How do we prevent this from happening?
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Your brothers and sisters,
我们是不是只关心一些大是大非的问题上能够站得稳？
Do we stand firm only when there are great things facing us?
而忽略的在微不足道的日常生活上应当要坚持的原则。
And forget that we need to stand firm on the little things in life.
就好像我们经常会关心在集权国家里头的基督徒啊，是不是会因为暴政和压制之下来跌倒一样。
We hear about and are concerned about Christians under authoritarian rule.
但是往往却忽略了就在我们的身边，在这个所谓信仰自由的国度里头，每天有不少的弟兄姐妹，包含你我在内，正在向这个世界低头。
But sometimes we forget that in a free world such as this, Christians like you and me are bowing down to the pressures of the world.
有人这么说，在这个世纪，基督教最大的敌人不是共产主义，不是邪这个异端这个邪教。
Someone once said that the greatest enemy of Christianity in this century is not communism or heresy,
而是世俗主义的。
But materialism.
基督教在西方资本主义衰退的情况，比任何集权的共产国家都要严重。
And Christianity has declined further than in the Western world than in under communist rule.
所以我们相信，在面对刀枪跟烈火的时候，纵使有个人因为受不了威吓而跌倒，但总会有大多数的弟兄姐妹仍然在圣灵的保守与殉道士的鼓励之下，他们宁死不肯屈服。
And under fate, when faced with violence, chances are most of the Christians will be able to stand up and with the Holy Spirit's protection and be willing to die.
如同使徒时代的初期教会一样。
Just like the members in the early apostolic church.
信徒的血是教会的种子。
The blood of the saints is the seed of the church.
暴力跟压制无法消灭教会。
Violence and oppression cannot destroy the church.
反倒是在日常生活里各式各样无形的引诱和试探。
But it is the small temptations in our daily lives.
人文主义、人道主义、实用主义这些东西才是我们信仰的头号敌人啊。
The different secular beliefs are our greatest enemies.
他们杀人不见血。
They kill without shedding blood.
使我们在不知不觉向这个世界妥协，向这个世界让步。
Before we know it, we already taken a step back and bow down to the world.
甚至是弃械投降。
And we've already given up.
我们尽管在重大的事件上能够站稳立场，能够付出信仰的代价。
While we must be able to pay the price for our faith.In the great things.
如同彼得在这里所说的，
Just as Peter said,
就是同你下监，同你受死也是甘心。
I am willing to go to prison and to death with you.
但却不等于说，在不重要的场合，面对不重要的人群，在不经意的情况之下，会否定信仰。
But do we deny our faith in the unimportant moments facing unimportant people without knowing?
甚至背叛基督。
Will we even betray Christ?
彼得他的经验值得我们作为鉴戒。
Peter is a good example for us.
所以 在我们弟兄姐妹当中，我们有很多软弱没有来的，并不是因为他们犯了大罪，做了大错。
There are many members who aren't here today, it's not because they've committed great sins.
所以他们就不来的。
And they stop coming.
倒是很多都是因为他们妥协的。
But mostly it's because they've compromised.
他们对于自己的小错小过妥协了。
They've compromised with their small mistakes.
对自己的软弱冷淡妥协了。
They've compromised with their coldness of their faith.
这个才是大部分弟兄姐妹信仰的写照。
That's a common description of our faith.
主耶稣向彼得预告他的跌倒和被撒旦的攻击。
Jesus predicted that Peter would fail and the devil would attack him.
但这不是主耶稣要说的全部。
But that is not his whole message.
主耶稣接着说。
He continued.
我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
But I have prayed for you so that you will not lose faith.
你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
When you have turned around, strengthen your brothers.
在这里我们看到耶稣并没有为彼得他的不跌倒而祈求。
Jesus did not pray that Peter would not fall.
而却为了彼得在跌倒以后可以再爬起来，可以从头再来而祈求。
But he prayed that after he falls, he can turn back and start again.
这才是宝贵的。
That is precious.
神并没有允许我们都不犯罪。
God did not, does not strictly require us not never sin again.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵时刻的提醒与感化，使我们在跌倒后可以猛然的惊醒过来。
But the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit will move within us so that we will recognize right away that we've sinned.
知道自己的错误，自己的失败。
To recognize our wrongs and our failures.
而能够从头再来呀。
And be able to start again.
这才是我们弟兄姐妹追求成圣，追求成圣的一个目标啊，跟一个保障。
And we strive toward that goal of becoming holy and pure.
没有人能够在信主之后一步登天地达到完全的地步。
It is impossible to become perfect right away.
从此都不会犯罪了。
And never sin after you believe in God.
也不会做错事了。
And never make any mistakes.
成圣啊，不是一条线马上能达到的了。
It is the process of becoming holy is not a one-step process.
成圣就好像我们在爬楼梯一样。
To become holy means it's like climbing a staircase.
上上下下的。
We go a few steps forward and a few steps back.
我们在跌倒之后重新又爬起来。
After we fall, we climb, we get up again.
再跌倒再爬起来。
We fall and we get up again.
不断的跌倒又不断的爬起来。
And if we fall again, we get up again.
如此这般的在奔跑天国路啊。
And continue to run toward the heavenly kingdom.
我们不管如何的努力，如何的敬虔自守，
no matter how you strive and how you preserve yourself，
如何的竭力来侍奉，
how you serve the Lord，
总仍然免不了会犯错，
your mistakes are inevitable，
也终究无法达到神所设定完全的标准。
And we still find God's perfect goal very far from us.
所以说我们是永远在神的恩典跟接纳里面。
That's why we always live under God's grace.
在主耶稣的十字架上所成就的救恩里头啊。
Under the salvation of the cross.
我们才得着肯定。
That's how we are affirmed.
才被称赞。
That's how we are praised.
既然是如此，
if that's the case,
是神接纳了我们。
If it is the Lord who accepts us,
对我们的宽恕跟慈爱。
If it's the Lord who loves us and forgives us,
叫我们在跌倒之后不至于对自己绝望了，如同犹大一样。
So that when we fall, we do not lose hope like Judas.
不至于自暴自弃。
We do not give up on ourselves.
敢再来一次。
To be willing to start again.
从头过来呀。从头来过。
To be renewed.
我们之所以愿意从头来过，不是因为我对自己有信心。
And we are willing to start again, not because we trust ourselves.
相信说我再来一次绝对会做得更好。
And believe that I can do it again better.
却是因着主耶稣对我们的信心。
But we do it because Jesus has faith in us.
叫我们再接再厉，永远不放弃。
He calls us to try again and not give up.
一个被爱的人是没有自我放弃的权利的。
And when a person is loved, he does not have the right to give up.
在所有人的心中，在所有人的心目中，
in all of their hearts,
总是喜欢比较。
In our hearts, we like to compare.
有一个笑话说，有三个小孩子。
And there were three kids.
那其中有一个，他跟另外两个说，你们爸爸开什么车啊？
One kid asked the other two, what does your dad drive?
我爸爸开Benz。
My dad drives a Mercedes-Benz.
一下班，咻，10分钟就到家了。
It takes him 10 minutes to get home.
了不起吧。
Isn't he great?
那另外其中的一个小孩也说了。
And the second kid said,
我爸爸开BMW。
My dad drives a BMW.
也是下班之后，咻，10分钟就到家了。
He drives so fast, it takes him 10 minutes to get home.
两个人就看着那一个，他爸爸根本没有车，是搭 subway 上下班的小孩。So
then they turn to the third kid whose dad takes the subway.
你爸爸开什么呢？
What does your dad drive?
这个小孩也不服气，也不认输。And
the kid didn't want to lose.
我爸爸开溜。He
said,
还没有下班就到家了。
My dad likes to run. He gets home before his work hours.
厉害吧。
Isn't he great?
在一般人的心目中，当然开奔驰跟开BMW，比这个坐巴士坐地铁来的有出息了。And
to an unbeliever, you might be better just because you drive a Mercedes or a BMW.
但对这个孩子来说，在他的心目中就有了例外。But
in this third kid, he feels differently.
这不是理性跟客观的问题。It's
not a matter of what makes sense.
只要在某些人的心中，做爸爸是重要的，是被寄予厚望的。And
in his heart, his dad, his premise is that his dad is great.
只要觉得是被人宠爱，是被人关爱的。And
as long as you are loved,
那你就没有糟蹋自己的理由跟权利了。Then
you have no reason or excuse to give up yourself.
你就必须要继续的努力，继续的奋斗。You
must continue to do better.
倘若人们对我们的接纳与爱，对我们是如此的重要。If
if acceptance and love is so important.
那主耶稣基督的接纳跟他的慈爱，那何等的宝贵啊！
And remember that. The Lord Jesus still accepts us and loves us. How precious is that?
也像为彼得祷告一样，预先的为了我们的软弱，为了我们的失败在代求。He
has already prayed for our weakness and our failure, just as he prayed for Peter.
这成为我们不断前进最大的动力。And
that's a motivation for us to strive forward.
再来谈一谈跌倒之后要负起的责任。
Then what are
跌倒再爬起来之后，
And what should we do after we fall and get up?
主耶稣在这里又对彼得说，
Jesus said to Peter,
你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄，
After you turn around, strengthen your brothers.
这句话对当时的彼得，对现今的你我，都极具有鼓舞的作用。
It's a strong encouragement to Peter then and us today.
也包含了提醒
It's also a reminder.
一方面，他为了我们的跌倒，给予了正面的意义。
Jesus has taught us a positive lesson in our when we fall.
我们的跌倒失败不是没有代价的。
But our failure comes with a price.
不是跑了冤枉路的。
But we do not run in vain.
也不是受了无谓的苦楚。
We do not suffer for nothing.
失败跌倒。 让我们的信仰得到锻炼。
Failure trains us in faith.
叫我们对于自己的软弱 跟神的恩典有更深刻的体认。
And our failure gives us a clear understanding of our faith and our relationship with God.
也成了我们以后不再轻易的重蹈覆辙的警戒。
And it warns us not to make the same mistake again.
我们在失败中成长。
We grow through our failures.
我们在跌倒中经历神的恩典。
We experience the grace of God when we fall.
我们又在屡屡的挫败，又经历摸索出来的信仰跟侍奉的正路啊。
And we find the true way when we fail and search for the right way.
也因着我们曾经失败、跌倒，又回过头来。
So we all have fallen and turned around.
这个宝贵的经验啊，便足以成为其他弟兄姐妹的见证。
And our experience becomes an example for other brothers and sisters.
叫还没有步上我们后程的弟兄姐妹能够知所防范。
So that others can know how to prevent the same thing from happening to them.
也鼓励那一些和我们一样正在软弱跌倒当中的弟兄姐妹能够猛然的觉悟。
And our experience can also serve as a warning to those who are going through the same thing.
能够回头是岸。
So that they can learn it is not too late to repent.
我们曾经在泥泞当中被神给救拔出来。
God saved us from the mud.
便成为我们生活上的见证。
And we have become a living testimony.
让其他也正在泥泞当中打滚的弟兄姐妹敢于悔改。
So that others who are sunken in mud today can also save themselves.
敢向神来祈求怜悯。
So that they would also ask God for mercy.
在台湾小弟曾经跟着神学院一起到监狱里面去做布道的工作。
When I was in a seminary, we evangelized in prisons.
我们有一个传道他见证在他还没有现身当传道之前他曾经也迷失过。
And a pastor testified how he was lost before he believed in Jesus.
他也混过黑社会啊。
He was in the underworld.
所以他的见证啊深得那些受刑人感同身受。
And so his testimony touched the prisoners.
借着传道人他们自己成功的经历向别人做见证。
So he was an example of how he succeeded.
鼓励这些人勇敢地向神悔改归向神。
And his experience encouraged the prisoners to repent to God and to return.
这也是主耶稣这里在这里对彼得说，你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
And this is how to strengthen our brothers, just as Jesus commanded.
所以我们的失败跌倒原来还有这一些正面的意义在啊。
And these are the benefits of our failure and our fall.
当然除了有正面积极性的鼓励之外也是一个善意的提醒。
And this is also a reminder from Jesus.
今天我们都领受兼顾别人信心的责任了。
Today Jesus has given us the responsibility to strengthen others.
我们要劝诫犯错的人。
We must counsel those who have erred.
我们要安慰受伤的人。
And comfort the injured.
我们要鼓励软弱的人。
And encourage the weak.
但是我们凭什么资格来承担兼顾其他弟兄姐妹的责任？
But are we even worthy to strengthen others this way?
是我们比他们坚强吗？
Are we stronger?
是我们比他们有信心吗？
Is it because we have more faith?
还是我们比较聪明，比较有智慧？
Or we are wiser?
都不是啊。
None of these.
我们的资格在于我们跌倒的比他们还要早啦。
We can strengthen them only because we fell before they did.
也蒙主重新给建立比他们早。
And we were restored by the Lord before they did.
我们所能所能夸胜的不在于我们是圣人。
The only thing we can boast about isn't that we are saints.
别人是罪人。
Then the rest are sinners.
却在于我们都是罪人。
But it is that we are all sinners.
只不过我们比别人早一点蒙恩而已啊。
And the only difference is that God showed us His grace before, before them.
我们是比较早蒙恩的罪人啊。
We are sinners who received God's grace earlier.
如果我们懂得这一点的话,
and if we recognize that truth,
就不会轻易的去论断那一些还在软弱当中的弟兄姐妹。
Then we would not criticize and judge those who are weak.
而是会积极的帮助他，鼓励他，安慰他。
Instead, we would reach out to help them and encourage them.
雅各在亚伯渡口跟神摔跤的经验。
Jacob wrestled with God.
他一直摔赢神。
And he won the contest.
摔赢神有什么不好？
What's wrong with beating God?
我们经常也在跟神摔跤，而且我们都得胜了。
We often wrestle with God today, and we win.
你会说哪里呀？
You might ask, when?
我们不是经常这个摔赢了神的感动吗？
Haven't you overcome God's movement before?
摔赢了亲近神的决心吗？
Haven't you overcome your desire to draw closer to God?
摔赢了要立志读经祷告的这个志向吗？
Haven't you beaten down your that determination to draw closer to Him?
这就是雅各他摔赢了。
It's like Jacob.
这个得胜
wrestles God.
对我们没有帮助。
This victory is meaningless.
只是让我们远离神。 不听从神。
It will only lead us to disobey God and go far from Him.
体贴肉体，顺服啊，贪爱世界。
And to submit to our flesh and to love the world.
雅各在亚伯渡口跟神摔跤，摔赢的就是指这个啦。
And that's the lesson and the teaching of Jacob wrestling with God.
最后，神在他的大腿，我一摸，他就瘸腿了。
But when God touched his thigh, he became crippled.
原来啊，人的执着。 人的追求若不是神怜悯宽容，我们无法做成任何的事情。
Without God's permission, a human insistence and effort will come to nothing.
但是今天神爱我们的话，他会给我们最后的警告。
Since God loves us, He will give us at least one final warning.
雅各若不是瘸了腿，他不会寡廉鲜耻的抱着人家，要人家为他祝福啊。If
Jacob did not become crippled, he would not lower himself to ask to be blessed.
今天我们要不是真正的被打败过、被击倒过，我们不知道自己的无用跟软弱。If
we have never been defeated in our lives, we would not recognize how useless we are.
曾经讲过说，我们总是认为啊，我们要谦卑，但不一定要自卑啊。
And people say you should be humble, but not be lowly.
但是我们若不自卑, 哪来能谦卑?
But if we don't look down on ourselves, how can we be humble?
什么是真正的谦卑?
What is true humility?
不是指的说有涵养, 有礼貌。
It's not just being polite or being a gentleman.
说话含蓄一点，温柔一点。
Or to speak softly.
性格内敛一点。
Or to be quiet.
对人啊，多包容一点。Or
to be more bearing.
谦卑不是指的这个。
Humility doesn't just consist of these.
如果谦卑单单是指着这些外在表现的话,
if humility is only an outward appearance,
有可能是伪装跟假扮,
then it could be pretended.
背地里却是极度的不屑跟骄傲。
And in your heart, there still could be hatred and jealousy.
唯有我们在 极惨痛的跌倒之后啊,
that when we fall hard,
在失败的经历里头被神打回恢复原形,
when God beat us back to how we used to be,
看见自己原来是那么的丑陋，隐藏在我们里面，隐藏在我们一大堆的角色、身份、头衔后面，那个真正的我是如何的空虚啊。
When we see how empty and how ugly we are underneath our appearances,
是怎么样的一个我？
When we see how we truly are,
如此才能够成为真正谦卑的人。
Then we can humble ourselves.
这就是保罗在哥林多后书啊，提到他有一根刺的经历。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul writes about a thorn in his body.
所以唯有我们先认识到自己也曾经跌倒软弱过。
So we must recognize that we've fallen first.
并且蒙神恩典把我们搀扶起来啊。
And by God's grace, we've been restored.
我们才能够用合宜的眼光跟标准来看其他的弟兄姐妹。
Then we can look at other brothers and sisters fairly.
我们才不至于是高高在上，在怜悯别人。
Then we would not have pity on them as we are higher.
不是用一个有钱人的心态去施舍一个贫穷人。
We would not act like a rich person giving change to spare change to a beggar.
却是能够认定说，我们都是命运相同，境况相同，同样的软弱，同样的不堪。
But instead, we'll recognize that we are under the same predicament. We're just as poor and pitiful.
同样都需要神的怜悯，同样都需要神的介入，才能够蒙恩的人。
And we all need God's mercy.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
会不会觉得说教会这样的人太少了
？Do you feel like we lack these type of believers？
因为我们太注重尊严跟面子。
Because we like to hold on to our egos.
太需要认为自己能够掌握什么。
We want to feel we have control over something.
以及别人对我们的尊重程度啊，来肯定自己。
And we affirm ourselves by others' praises.
以至于我们经常容易啊，一言不合就闹翻了。
It becomes easy to argue over small things.
就分裂了。
And separate.
就破坏了教会这种和谐肢体的关系、啊、
break up the body of Christ，
影响了教会的侍奉，
and we cannot serve in the church，
危害了我们信心的成长，
and it hinders our growth。
啊，我们啊要相信，要是我们都能够更自卑、更谦卑一点，
but if we humble ourselves and lower ourselves，
都能够看到我们个人本身的软弱，
if we see our own weaknesses，
多一些接纳别人的不完全。
If we are more willing to bear with others' imperfections.
多一些支持跟鼓励的言语跟行为。
And speak words of encouragement.
我们的爱绝对会更加的完全。
And our love will be more complete.
主耶稣在这里对彼得所说的话。
Jesus said these words to Peter.
包含了一个警告跟一个安慰。
As both a warning and a comfort.
他预告了彼得的跌倒。
He foretold Peter's fall.
并且是很不光彩，也不轰轰烈烈的情况之下跌倒的。
He foretold how Peter would fall with shame.
接着主又安慰他。
But he comforted him.
说他已经为他的跌倒以后可以被建立，可以重新开始而代祷。
Jesus had already prayed for Peter to be restored.
彼得的跌倒也成为他兼顾别人的资本和规范。
And his fall becomes a source and motivation to strengthen others.
这些一再的显示了主对人的眷顾和容忍。
This is how the Lord bears with us and takes care of us.
神对人的爱是何等的长阔高深。
How great is the love of God to us?
那我们为什么不能够彼此相爱呢？
If so, why shouldn't we love one another?
求神的爱感动我们。
May the love of God move us.
让我们能够确实依照神，依照主耶稣所说的彼此相爱，互相劝诫。
So that we can love one another just as the Lord commanded.
互相安慰。
To comfort one another.
互相体恤。
And to understand one another.